From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Researchers at the University of California, Davis have found that lab-grown or cultivated meat's environmental impact is likely to be significantly higher than retail beef. Researchers conducted a life cycle assessment of energy needed and greenhouse gases emitted in all stages of production compared with beef. Based on current and near-term production methods, they concluded that lab-grown meat will be worse for the environment and more expensive than conventional beef production. USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Alexis Taylor is in Japan today for a three-day trade mission that includes a large representation of American agriculture, including businesses, state ag departments, and commodity groups. The U.S. is vital to ensuring food security in Japan, with almost a quarter of Japan's food and ag imports coming from American exporters. In order to give producers more time, USDA is extending deadlines for the Emergency Relief Program Phase 2 and Pandemic Assistance Revenue Program until July 14th. Also, USDA's Farm Service Agency is partnering with 9 organizations to provide educational and technical assistance to ag producers and provide assistance in completing an application. FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau says, "We recognize there's a learning curve for producers applying for the programs."
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.